The game was quite close, though, most of the game. I know the score said 6-0. That seems obvious. But Sandusky had a couple big penalties. They had an unnecessary roughness, something bogus away from the play that some kid was upset, made a late hit, took down a player, cost him 15. That put Harbor Beach in the scoring zone, red zone, and Harbor Beach takes advantage. And on the other side, there were two different possessions where Sandusky looked like they had a drive going. They get a false start penalty, makes 3rd and 9. They get 4 yards. They got to punt it away. So penalties did hurt them in the end. And Harbor Beach, they survived. It was a slow, methodical game, and Harbor Beach won the long race. It wasn't a sprint. They won the race, and that defense, again, was just outstanding tonight. No missed tackles, forced a turnover late in the game. They were impressive.
Sandusky's defense, 36 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss in the evening, led by Jacob Sanderson with 7 tackles, Adam Scott and Zach Franzel each with 5 tackles, Jack Sheridan, Asuvio Mato with 4, Caleb Eberling snuck in there with 5 as well. Ben Krieger with 2 tackles, and he also had a tackle for a loss. Zach Franzel with the other tackle for a loss. Franzel had 5 tackles on the night. Sheridan Mata with 4. And then Braxton Washi with 3 tackles. DeLauren Wedge with 2, as well as Trenton Lee. And Ben Krieger with 2 tackles. 1 tackle to Micah Brown and Brendan Duff. And 1 sack to Braxton Washi as well for 12 yards. Our Reaches defense, 34 tackles. Just 1 tackle for a loss, but led by Ethan Hessling. 6 tackles for him, Michael Anderson and Devin Puff with 5 tackles apiece. Devin Puff, 4 tackles. Garrison Booms, 3 tackles, as well as Mason Yon, and then 2 tackles for Kendall Gentner and Nathan Seaman, and 1 tackle for Adam Kowalski and Parker Yon, Dakota Deer, and Evan Smiglinski.
Dominating performance. The defensive side of things looks quite even.
Oh, well, certainly.
Tackles 34 to 36, tackles for loss, just 1 for Harbor Beach, but it was Evan Smiglinski. And that tackle is important to me because this defense goes when Evan Smiglinski goes. When he's able to take up 2 offensive linemen, that allows free shots by Devin Finkel, that allows free shots by Devin Puff on the defensive side at linebacking core. When that kid plays motivated, he is one of the best linemen in the area if he wants to be. He wanted to be tonight, and that showed. That defense was outstanding, and the linebackers and the guys around him feed off him. He's an emotional leader, whether he knows it or not, on the defensive side. And at 6'6", 300, most teams are running away from you. So he's going to have to move laterally, make some plays. He doesn't necessarily have to make tackles, but he's got to be physically dominant and move people around and cause chaos. And Evan Smiglinski did that tonight. And then those linebackers leading the way, Finkel, Hessling, Puff, those guys are able to then clean up the mess and make tackles for 1 and 2 yard gains instead of 4, 5, and 6 that they were giving up early in the year.
When you take a look at other area games, Cass City victorious over Reese. Cass City 42-7. Cass City outright Greater Thumb West champs. The first time in school history, Cass City is the Greater Thumb West champion since the inception of the league in 1997. Only other score here, Harbor Beach, Sandusky 20-0. Ubley was leading Marlette in the second quarter, 28-13. Haven't heard anything since there. KPAC was trailing Brown City 22-14 in the fourth quarter. Vassar in USA at the end of the third was USA 16, Vassar 6 in the third quarter. Caro 20, Bad Axe 8. Caro scored in that third quarter. Not sure if we have an update there.
Just 10 minutes ago, an update in Ubley. 34-27, catfight here. It's a close one. Marlette hanging tough over there.
34-27, that's in the fourth quarter?
7 minutes to go. You got it.
Wow, okay. So 7 minutes left in the fourth. 34-27, Ubley and Marlette going head-to-head there. Marlette, last week got blown out by KPAC.
Yeah, they've had 2 randomly good games, and it's happened to be Harbor Beach and Ubley, it appears. So,
wow.
Yeah, quite the game. I don't know. Here's your eight-player
updates.
Eight-player
football. And at halftime, Owen Gage was blowing out Akron Fairgrove on homecoming night in Owendale. 40-0 Owen Gage over Akron Fairgrove at half. Final score, Flint International falls 51-0 to Morris. Mind you, it was 37-0 after the first quarter. Morrison put it in overdrive in the final 3 quarters there. And Deckerville leading North Huron 42-0 in the third quarter in Kindy on homecoming night for North Huron.
Final thoughts for me, Clark.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Congratulations to Cass City. That is an awesome win for them. And congratulations on their first Greater Thumb Conference title in the West over there. And congratulations to Harbor Beach and Sandusky both. They both are going to share the East this year. I'm sure it's disappointing for Sandusky, but I'm going to be pretty real with you here. You give Harbor Beach a redo with Marlette, they win by 20, and you know, they certainly could have been undisputed champs themselves if they wanted to be. But nonetheless, we have three very quality Greater Thumb Conference teams in Cass City, Sandusky, and Harbor Beach representing them with gold this year. And I wish all of those teams, in case we don't cover them, wish all of them good luck in the playoffs. That West Conference now going to look kind of interesting with knowing that Sandusky and Cass City and Lakers are going to be in there. Our Bad Axe was behind, and they were kind of favored to make it in that spot. If they lose tonight, chances are they don't get in, so it'll be interesting to see who slides in and then which of our teams fall in those four spots. And it's certainly shaping up, in my opinion, for a Harbor Beach Ubbly rematch in round one of the district, or for the district championship, which would be awesome to see on our behalf too.
Almost certainly. Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, Cottage Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Carroll, Dia Services of Cass City, More Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Sebring, Granny's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, 269 Guns, Valley Enterprise of Ubbly, Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of our entire broadcast team here, oh, of course, yes, how could we forget this? The Media Roundtable winner, the first victory in his career in the Media Roundtable, Mike Gallagher goes for the victory via tie. Both Paul P. Adams and Mike Gallagher had Harbor Beach winning by 8 points. That was the closest one, at 20-point differential. So at that point, we then go to the tiebreaker, which is whoever is closest to the actual score based on the game's winning team, which went to Mike Gallagher, who said 28-20. In favor of the Pirates. So congratulations to Mike Gallagher on his first victory of the Media Roundtable. And on behalf of an entire broadcast team here for the WLW Sports Network, our spotter, Dan Banky, did a spectacular job tonight. Our in-game game data analytics, that'd be Rochelle Thompson. Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. In-game analysis, Dave Hansen. And I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We certainly had fun tonight for on homecoming night in Harbor Beach. And we'll be right back here again next week as the Lakers come to town for a classic Greater Thumb crossover game, a rivalry of all rivalries. The East against the West, Harbor Beach against Lakers in week number 9 next week. Tune into The Strong Side this Sunday with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher. We'll discuss all the latest. Harbor Beach victorious 20-0 over Sandusky.